Welcome to Taz Circle, your radio guide to thoroughbred racing this week in Tasmania.
Andrew, good morning, everybody. Welcome along to Tasmanian Turf Talk. We're looking at the mini on the Pepita at Devonport today with an 8-event program. First of 8 coming up at 11:47. 3:58, we wind up proceedings as we start to head towards winter. In fact, it is the first day of winter, and those days become dramatically shorter for the next month or so. A little bit of rain in the last 7 days or so, 19 mils, 5 overnight. The track rating, of course, is a good 3, and a little bit of rain does nothing but good. In fact, the track becomes better with a little bit of rain about. As I say, good morning, Greg Mansfield.
Good morning, Colin. That's absolutely right. The track should race perfectly. Just the ground's a little bit damp this morning, so it must have rained a little bit overnight. And as you said, there's been a bit of rain during the week. So we've got perfect racing conditions, and I think Devonport Synthetic at this time of the year is one of the best punting surfaces you can find. So hopefully we can get a few winners.
Well, you took a little bit out of my mouth, thanks. So I was going to say, in the last probably 4 or 5 meetings I've had at Devonport, the form lines have stood up really well, and I think punters would have come out the right side of the ledger.
I think they should have done too, and there's been a couple, one at very nice odds, and they've been well fancied by the stable. They've just got under the bookies' guard, so to speak, but yes, it's been a good result. These apples, which won at the last meeting, paid $30-odd, but it was very well fancied by the stable, so there have been some good results for punters.
Mm. And hopefully that will continue today. Let's check the details for the program. The rail naturally in the true position, and the rating is a good 3, as it is each and every time on the synthetic. Scratchings as they stand at the moment. The final scratching's through in about 10 minutes. I wouldn't think there'd be too many more, if any. Race 1, take out 1, 9, 11. 1, Peter Work. 9, Nuclear Hero. 11, Microbite. Race 2, scratch number 9, Decent Bird. Race 3, take out 14, Livia's Light. Cross to race 5, scratch 5, 9, 14, 5. B and Snitch. 9, Moonrise, and 14, Windido. 5, 9, 14. And race 6, take out number 5, Different. No further scratchings at this stage. Some riders. Race 5, number 13, Speedy Sword is Shark's Luck. Sharks riding back in the state for the first time in a couple of years. And race 7, number 10, Nice and Brief, is Rhonda Mangan. So that's race 5, number 13, Sharks Lux, and race 7, number 10, is Rhonda Mangan. And we do need a rider in race 8, horse number 8, Royal Beluga, that rider to come. And we've got Jupiter riders in race 5. We've got Artie Loves to Party and Gigi's Joker with Ismail Toke. We'll just see if there are any further scratchings there. If not, that will be sorted out on the track. Greg, the first of the day is the maiden plate. It's over the 900 metres. As mentioned, the scratching to 1.911.
Yeah, a couple of the chances come out here, and probably doesn't make it that much easier, but I've gone for one having its first start in number 7, Armani. I went on the Taz Racing website and had a look at the replay of the barrier trial it won at Devonport on the 20th of May, and look, it just looked impressive to me. It loped along and wasn't really asked to do a great deal. The opposition that it beat haven't done anything at the races, but it just caught my eye. I just thought this is impressive. It's a flashy looking chestnut, so I suppose that does emphasise the point a little bit. Trained on the track by Leon Wells, Chantel Willis to ride, so we've got some inform trainer-jockey combination there, and I just thought this is a race that might be hard to beat, and it's got a nice barrier draw. In contrast to that, the main danger on race form, I think number 8, Manchiro, is drawn a bit wide, but still looks the one to beat. Sat outside the leader last time out when second to His Apples, as I just mentioned. His Apples from the John Blacker stable has got a bit of a rap on him, so that form could stand up here for number 8. Thought number 5, Tangerine Queen, was a possible improver. Second up after a layoff of almost 3 years today. Choke glimpses of ability as a 2-year-old, and it was midfield first up and not too bad. And number 3, Little May, would certainly go close here on its best form, but I thought it's been just a little bit disappointing at its past couple. It's a stablemate of my top tip, Armani. I went 7 from 8, 5 and 3.
But I was thinking with number 8, Manchiro. I thought the run went second behind His Apples with Kuda Fidi third. I thought that form line might be okay. As you mentioned, it sat outside the leader through barrier 5 on that occasion. It's got toward the outside in 10, but we'll come in a couple with the scratchings here. Just for the benefit of that run, I thought race fitness might get it across the line here over number 7, Armani, who, as you mentioned, that was a nice trial, beating Thing 1 and Media Strike. 3, Little May. And number 6, Yakety Sax, is first up from a spell. It should be hitting the line well. It hasn't won a race as yet, but it's won a few placings and just won for a bit of value through the trifectas and first fours, etc. 8736 for me in the opening event. A maiden class one over 1650 is race two, with scratch number 9, Decent Bird.
Tough race. I'm going for one that put in an absolute shocker last start in number 3, Barely a Secret. It ran 9th of 12 in Launceston behind Chimed In. That was last week. Daniel Gannett rode it, and he certainly earned his money because he was hard at it from about the 500, and it just couldn't make any ground at all. So I'm putting a line through it. It was a slow track. Its previous form had mainly been at Devonport, so I'm just forgiving it on that basis. And on its previous form, it's got a chance. It was a good 4-2 starts ago to Huff Style, beaten 3 lengths. It finished off strongly from last, and prior to that, it had been running on well in its races. It has been placed a couple of times at Devonport. 1650, it steps up to 1650 today. I think that'll suit. No world beater, but I think it's his chance to go to win or go very close to winning today. Number 3, it's again a Leon Wells Chantel Willis horse, so it'll be hard to beat. Number 10, Princess Bombora. Didn't show much pace at all first up, and then second up last time out, ran 5th behind our mate Alvin. I thought that was a pretty good run, actually. It raced quite handy, ran up behind them in the home straight, didn't have anywhere to go, really. I don't think it was a certainty beat or anything like that, but it did run into a dead end and probably should have finished a little bit closer. Number 7, Warrior's Quest, has been racing well. His only ordinary run in his last 3 starts was on a slow track. Other than that, on firmer surfaces, he's raced well. He ran on strongly in that Our Mate Alvin race last time out to finish 3rd. Again, the step up in distance will suit him. And number 4, Judah, he's not one of mine, but he did make up a lot of ground in Launceston last time out. He was last on the home turn. He finished 6th behind Triple B. That was over 1,200. The 1650 metres does suit. He's been placed a couple of times at this track, but as I said, he's not one of mine, but he might break through today with a little bit of luck. But it's an open race. I went 3, 10, 7, 4.
Number 1 that was disappointing in its first up performance, and that was number 2, Integer. It ran 9th, in fact, 2nd last behind Huff Style in that race on the 8th of May at Devonport, a Class 1. It goes up to the 1650. It did win 2nd up last time. That race was over 1400 metres. I just think the step up in distance might suit Ismail Taker, takes 2 kilos off. So, comes into this race okay. It's been placed 5 times out of 11 starts. It's trained on the track by Adam Cinder. I just think it could be a likely improver here today. Three, number 3, Barely a Secret. 7, Warrior's Quest. Then the mix, number 10, Princess Bombora. 2, 3, 7 and 10 in the second of the day. Tough race, the third event. This is a maiden plate over 1150. We scratch number 14, Livia's Light.
I like number 1 here, Colin. A little bit Dutch. 2 starts ago was a good 4th behind Money Penny, and then last time out ran 4th behind our mate Elvin. It led in that race, but I think it went a bit too hard. It just tore along in front. Was still there with about 70 or 80 metres to go. They grabbed it late. Got beaten 3 lengths on the line. But the drop back from 1350 to 1150 probably suits. And I think I'm a bit keen on this one today. I think in this race, if it can get to the front, it's drawn barrier 4, it'll be very hard to get round. So I've got it on top number 1. Ahead of number 8, Sid the Sloth, who's resuming here. He showed plenty of ability last time in. He's been placed 5 of 9. Recent barrier trial winner. Be McCool to ride. Has a wide barrier. That's the only negative. Same applies to number 7, Private Currency, who's drawn off the track in barrier 13. This horse had a bit of a rap on it last time in. In fact, on Devonport Cup Day, when he was making his debut, he started a $2.40 favourite. Showed a bit of pace, but couldn't go on with it. He had only one more run than Angela Brakey. Turned him out for a spell. He's a recent barrier trial winner, so he's a big watch in the race. But as I said, he's drawn off the track. And number 3, Coup de Fides, who's drawn the extreme outside barrier. I think he'll find it hard to win from there. In fact, he finds it hard to win from anywhere, but he is at least honest, and you'd think he'll be somewhere around the money. Once again, he's always in the first 4. He's my next pick, but I like number 1 today, ahead of 8, 7 and 3.
One that just caught my eye at the last meeting at Devonport a couple of weeks ago, having its first race, and that was number 12, Sahara Girl. It was unwanted in the betting, starting at $50-odd. He ran 5th behind his Apples and Nanchira, so he might get a bit of a form line through those couple of horses. It was only beaten 5 lengths. It was back toward the tail, back with the tail enders coming around the home turn. Just worked to the line really nicely, and I just thought worth a ticket each way here, number 12. Gets into barrier number 3 with Ismail Toker claiming a couple of kilos. So second up today, add a bit of value, number 12. But a little bit Dutch, number 1 will be the main danger for sure and certain. His last run was very good, as Greg pointed out. Number 8, Sid the Sloth, first up from a spell. Has been a good campaigner. Brendan McCool takes the ride for Adam Trinder. His last time in was very competitive in these sorts of races, and 3 Coup de Feet is always thereabouts. But 12 at W here, 12 feet 183. We go to race 4, it's benchmark 68, it's over 1,000 metres with 8 to run.
I'm going here, Colin, for number 3, Espry, in a very competitive race, mainly because I have been tipping him. That's probably the only reason. He hasn't been disappointing. He's been honest. He's had every chance at his last couple when he's been placed. 3 starts ago when he ran second to Bundaluda at this track. He should have won. He ducked in badly in that race. And prior to that, he did win, and he beat Storm Bay Bomber, who's one of his main rivals today, and meets him better at the weights from that race. So I thought his last run when third was good enough. He was pushed a bit wide on the home turn. That was probably the only excuse I could find for him. He ran on fairly. He was beaten a length and a half. But he's just an honest horse. I think he'll run well again. Bullet Mook, who gets the claim this time. He comes in with 56. Number 2, Lazy Democracy, is a very honest 3-year-old. He's had 9 starts for the 3 wins. He was good last time, beating Finesto in a Class 2 race. He raced 3 wide in that race, but he did have a bit of a trail, and he finished off strongly, scored narrowly. Number five, Storm Bay Bomber broke through for a win last time out, beating Bon Benito and Espry. Did have the box seat run in that race and may well get it again from Barrier 1. And number 4, Classic Outlaw. He did a bit of work last time to lead in that Lazy Democracy race, and I thought he fought on very well. He got beaten just about 3/4 of a length. The worrying thing here with me for him is that Bring Me Sunshine's in this race, and if Classic Outlaw tries to lead, he's not going to get any peace, because Bring Me Sunshine is just a compulsive leader, isn't he? So if they go head and head, they'll finish at the rear of the field. But I don't know how they can ride him. He's a good front runner, but as I said, he's got a very speedy rival. I made it 3 from 2, 5 and 4.
And just with that speed in the race, I think it might be set up for a Lazy Democracy. That form line, I think, will stand up for that last 2 and 4 that I go, betting Finesto and Sound Bar. In fact, they run in the next 2 races and are both strong chances of winning. So it could be a pretty good form line. Lazy Democracy comes into this race from a Class 2 into a benchmark 68 and looks to be pretty well in for mine. I think it's in form. It's won 2. It's passed 4 outings, 3 from 9 overall, and seems to like this track where it's trained. So I think the form will stand up. I'm on top to beat number 3, Espry. 1, Hellstrom, comes off a pretty good trial performance when second to Luca Bell, beating Super Broadband in that trial. So that could be a fairly strong trial form. And number 5, Storm Bay Bomber, who was back to its best last time, 2, 3, 1 and 5. Race number 5 kicks off the quaddie. We scratch numbers 4, 9 and 14 here. And it's a Class 1 over the 1100.
I think you'd have to take a few here if you're a serious quaddie player. There's quite a few chances. I'm going for number 1, Sound Bar, who should just about be ready to win. It's his 3rd run since the spell. First up, he failed on a wet track in a good 3-year-old race, but last time out he was very good. He had a box seat run, but he did get to the line strongly behind Lazy Democracy and Finesto. So again, we'll get a line through how Lazy Democracy performs today. He's got a claim for Bullet Mooku. He's drawn the middle of the field. I think he should get a good run again, and I expect him to be in the finish. Number 2, He's Apples, a very good maiden winner on debut. As I said earlier, started at 33-1. John Blacker said after the race that he's probably one of the more promising horses he's trained in recent years, and he intends to take him to Melbourne for a race before the end of the season. So with a rap like that, you'd expect him to be hard to beat again today, even though Woody's got that little bit of a step up in class. Same applies to number 8, Money Penny. Was a very big tip when it won on the 7th of May at this track and won quite impressively. Was given a nice ride by Brendan McCool that day, but got the job done. I think she'll run well again. And number 10, Must Be Love. A bit unlucky last time out. Didn't have a real lot of room in the home straight. Went 5th to Hustar. Prior to that, flashed home from last with the benefit of an inside run when it ran 2nd. Barrier 10 here might actually be an advantage to this horse, give it a bit of room. It cut it up on the fence last time, didn't seem to appreciate it, so we'll give it another chance. I think it'll be somewhere around the money. I went 1, 2, 8 and 10.
Just before I give you my selections, the final scratchings are through. There's a couple to add to what we gave you a little earlier. So just checking all scratchings for the program at Devonport. Race 1, numbers 1, 9, 11, Piece of Work, Nuclear Hero, Microbike. Race 2, number 4, Judah comes out. So 4 and 9 out now in race 2. 4, Judah, 9, Decent Bird. Race 3, number 14, Libya's Light. Race 5, No Alterations, numbers 5, 9, 14, as we gave you earlier. 5, 9, 14, now race 5. Race 6, number 5, Different is a scratching. And then from the last grade, we take out 5, Revenging, and 8, Royal Beluga, 5 and 8. So 3 additional scratchings to those earlier ones. race 2, number 4, Judah, and race 8, numbers 5 and 8. They are the additional scratchings we didn't have until they were finalised. My tip in race number 5 is 1 Sound Bar, third up to that. I think it's the best bet on the program. Hit the line really well. As I say, I think that form line behind Lazy Democracy will be pretty good. And looks the race for line number 1 Sound Bar, who I think's got a little bit of potential. 8 Money Penny likewise has a little bit of potential. One of the two should win for mine. 7 Strictly Romance expected to improve despite the wide barrier here, coming off a good first up fourth performance. And his apples, who got home, as you say, a little early at good odds, so that's taboo. It really hit the line well after sitting wide, and once it got its head in the home straight, it quickly put the race beyond doubt. So it could be another one that's a little above average. But 1872, and I think Sound Bar gets its chance to win today. Race number 6 on the card is the benchmark 78 over the 1350, 7 to run with scratching number 5.
Number 6, another concerto is going extremely well for the Brunton stable. A good winner at this track 2 starts ago, beating Mr. McCartney. Did have the race put on for it that day. They went mad up in front, sat back, ran on strongly, and then came out last time in Launceston and was placed behind Izzy Baeva in Fran McLeod in a $25,000 open mare's race. Got beaten 9.5 lengths, but the margin's probably irrelevant because it was way up last. Drops back here to a benchmark 78, Anthony Darmanin to ride. This looks a nice race for it. I'm thinking that Bengala's GG and Dangerous GG will run along up front, so it should be running at a pretty good tempo, and that will suit another concerto. It'll also suit number 4, Alarmist, who is good winning first up after a little break in Hobart. This horse really does excel when fresh, and he's got a pretty good record at Devonport too. He's had 4 starts there for a win and a couple of placings, so I expect him to be finishing off strongly yet again. Number 7, Blacko, I don't think he's ideally suited coming back from 1650 to 1350. But he has been running on okay, and I do think, as I said, that the pace will be on here, and that will suit him if they go hard in front. He could be a blowout chance today, number 7. And 1 Makes Sense, he's the Devonport specialist, of course. He was very good first up when he was placed over an unsuitable distance. You can forget he went around last time out when he finished down the track because he didn't see anything of the inside fence at all. He was wide for the entire trip. This is still a bit short for him, but he'll run a bit of a better race today, I believe. I've got another concerto on top, number 6, ahead of 4, 7 and 1.
Yeah, they do look to be the two very strong chances. The 6 and the 4, I think, can just go well with those two through the quaddy in race number 6. 6, another concerto on top for me with Alarmist, who was a brilliant winner, a really good ride too, when it was first up, coming from back at the tail of the field and heading through the field in the home straight to get up and score narrowly. It was a good performance. It might have found form, but another concerto is the horse that has had 3 runs in from a spell, and all 3 have been very good, and I think another win is on the cards here. 6-8-4, 1 Makes Sense, and 3 Crystal Reef. So 6-4-1-3 for me. Race 7, Ronda Manga goes on to number 10, Nice and Brief. It's a class 2 over the 1350.
Yeah, this one's a bit tougher. I've gone for number 2, Finesto. This horse goes extremely well at Devonport. He's won both his races there. He's first up second again in that Lazy Democracy race, the good form race that you've pointed out. It was good. He was up on the pace all the way, just outside the leader, and he boxed on well. He does go very well fresh. Last time in, he won his first up run, and then he won again second up. I think this time in, he'll go second and then first. So I've got him on top, number 2, ahead of number 6, Deceitful Cove. Now, when this mare won on Launceston Cup Day, I thought, well, she's going to be in for a really good prep. She was well backed, and she won the race well. She's had another 4 starts since then, and look, they weren't too bad, but they certainly weren't up to what I was expecting. So Barry Campbell's freshened her up, and I think that could be the secret to her. Maybe first up again today after a little freshen up, she'll show her true form. So I've got her in as the danger, number 6. 3 Fuming, he's another one that's had a little break. He hasn't raced since the 7th of May. He's a promising horse from the Brendan McShane. I expect him to run well here. He's just had the one run at Devonport. They always benefit from a look at the synthetic. And number 7, Just Grand. 11.50 up to 13.50 suits this mare. It doesn't win. In fact, it hasn't won since coming to Tasmania, but it always runs on well. And it was a good 3rd 2 starts ago behind Hammer Time. It's one of those that you have to throw into your trifectas and first fours all the time, even though it's a bit of a non-winner. I made it 2 here, ahead of 6, 3 and 7.
Yeah, 2 for me, 2 for the reasons you pointed out, Finesto. The 9 starts, 2 wins, 3 placings at the track, 4 starts for 2 wins. It just goes nicely when it's fresh, and it was a good first up performance. And as we say, we're expecting that form line to hold up here today. 2 to win from 3, Fuming. I think number 4, Super Broadband, first up, can run a bit of a race. And 6 to Seafull Cove, 2, 3, 4, 6, race 7. We round out the day in the last race, 8, we scratched 5, Revenge, and 8, Royal. Royal Beluga. It's over the 1,880 metres of benchmark 68.
I'm sticking here, Colin, with number six, Mr. McCartney. Sometimes when they run a few placings and they finally break through and win, the temptation is to say, oh, well, they've won their race now, let's get off. But I think this bloke might win again. Takes another step up in distance, up to the 1,880 metres, but you know he's super fit. He was very strong last time out, beating Willow the Wisp and Royal Beluga, and even though he's got a kilo more here, I think he'd be very hard to beat again. You'll get a good run for your money. Number three, Willow the Wisp, feels to me as the danger. He was beaten, what, just half a length last time by Mr. McCartney. He did start attacking that horse before the home turn, and he kept coming, but he just couldn't catch him. So I think the 1,880 probably gives him a bit better chance, and they look like they might be the Quinella. I think number four, Settler's Joy, is going to be a significant improver today. This is her distance, 1,880 metres and beyond. She was pretty good two starts ago, and then just forget she went round last time. She ran 10th behind Mr. McCartney, but never got on the track at any stage. I think she'll improve significantly here. And number seven, Digger Sunrise, a very honest horse trained by Terry Rolls. I think he's more than capable of running into the money. I made it six from three, four and seven.
Yeah, six for me. I'll stick with Mr. McCartney too, despite the whitish draw. It's going to have plenty of time for the 1,880 metre start to work across and take the lead. Willow the Wisp was very good, had every chance to run Mr. McCartney down. I can see them running 1-2 yet again today. Music players in really good form, in line for a winning hat-trick. And number four, as I say, Tesla's Joy, like the improver after being wide throughout last time. Hit the win without really surprising 6-3, 2-4 in the last. The best bet?
My best is in a maiden, which is always a bit dangerous, but it's race three, number one, a little bit Dutch.
And my best is race five, number one, Soundbar. Let's hope it's a good punting day at Devonport. Time now to talk harness racing with Harness Edge. And before we look at the two meetings that are being conducted in the state in the next couple of days, Hobart tonight and Devonport tomorrow night, again, we've seen a Tasmanian slip across to win at Melton, and this is happening on a regular basis, Greg, and it happened again on Friday night.
Yes, DeSanzo won and was very impressive in doing so. Was untroubled to lead from gate three, but didn't get all its own way in front. A couple of them went up and eyeballed it in the run, but look, just kicked away on the straight and won very easily. Chris Alford took the drive instead of Gareth Rattray. I had a look at the font of all knowledge, which of course is Facebook, to find out why. And I noticed Melissa Main had a post on there that sounds like Gareth's plane might have been delayed. He did get to the track, but not in time to drive the horse, only in time to watch from the sidelines. But nonetheless, they'd be very happy with that result. And goes into a $30,000 final next week. Now trained by Melissa, previously trained by Rod Burgess. She's been a good buy, this mare. She was bought from Victoria as a maiden. Rod won nine races with her, and Melissa's now won three.
Started at $5.10 the other night too, so it was well to be expected to go close.
Yeah, $5.10 on our tote, which emphasises the fact that some Tasmanians must have had some money. I mean, I think she was about $8 plus in Victoria. So given the fact that she was very well graded in that race, she's a C9 mare. That was the fastest assessed horse in the field. And the race has a preferential barrier draw based on the sex of the horse, and the mares get drawn first. So she got a good draw, and she will get a good draw again in the final. So it's very well placed.
$30,000 final coming up next week for DeSanzo across at Melton in Victoria. We've got Hobart Harness tonight. Just before we look at that, we had the sweepstakes final last week. We were talking about this horse called Jerry's Jet, who was going in unbeaten 3 from 3. Made it 4 from 4, but oh boy, by the narrowest of margins.
It wasn't that narrow margin, but he didn't really let anybody down, did he? Because he wasn't entitled to win the run that he had.
That's true.
Did a lot of work back in the field, just briefly held up, turning into the back straight when Ricky Duggan wanted to go. But look, he just sustained a long run. He's a star, and Paul Hill, his trainer, says that he'll be much, much better when he gets out over more distance.
Jerry's Jet, certainly a name to watch, a very impressive winner coming from what seemingly was an impossible position to win last week. 8 races on the card in Hobart tonight. We've got 2 heats of the novice drivers, also 2 more heats at Devonport tomorrow night. Quickly, Greg, we'll take a look at your quaddy selections for Hobart Harness tonight. The first leg is race 5.
This looks a very ordinary race on paper with very little exposed form, so I'm going for number 2, E. Babe, who has the best form, but it was a long time ago. She's a 5-year-old, she's raced only 5 times, and she won consecutive races at Charlton and Bendigo back in June 2012. She's now with Zeke Slater. Gareth Rattray to drive. Look, she'd only have to be anywhere near right to win this race. As I said, there's not a lot of form to recommend the others. Casanova Colour, number 1. 7, Doughy Doback, and 8, Artistic Place, my next best. I made it 2, 1, 7, 8.
League 2 of the quaddy in Hobart, race 6.
special conditioned handicap for the open class horses. Number 2, Patrick Cootie, is a top class 4-year-old. He trounced the free-for-allers last week. This will be his first run from a stand, but I think he only has to step away to win again. He's getting ready for the Breeders' Crown in Victoria coming up soon. He was second in the 3-year-old final of that race last year. One Arts Bliss, a very underrated mare, excels from the stand. She's had a freshen up since finishing 4th in the Easter Cup. 7 Later On has a touch of class, but 30-metre handicap. And number 6, Bigger and Better Max, is a good standing start horse, not badly handicapped on 10 metres. I made it 2-1-7-6.
Elite 3, race 7.
Number 6, Melaline, is a very classy 4-year-old. He ran 4th in the Raider Stakes final from a wide draw, and then he led all the way for a very easy win in Launceston 3 weeks ago. He's drawn out a little bit again here, but I think he's got enough ability to win ahead of number 2, Rykov Lees. He also went around in the Raider Stakes final, but he had no hope. He drew badly in that race. He'd previously led all the way in his heat, and he gets the chance to do that again here from barrier 2. I think he's the obvious danger. His stablemate, number 5, Talk About Dexter, is racing well. And number 4, the Adriatic, gets a nice little class drop here after going around in open company at his past 4 starts. I made it 6, 2, 5 and 4.
And race 8 wraps up the quaddy.
Novice driver's race. I think Matthew Howlett's drawn well here in number 5, The Family Guy. I thought this horse ran a very brave race last time out when second to Party Boy Glenwood in Launceston. That was a C2, C3. He gets a little bit of a drop in class here. He might have to do a little bit of work again from the draw, but I think if he gets any luck, he can figure in the finish at each way odds. Number 1, Island Disco, is drawn to be the horse to beat. She hasn't won this season, but she's run 5 seconds. Number 8, Lucky Dave, another of the Zeke Slater team. His 2 runs in Tasmania have been okay, and he's drawn behind Island Disco, so he might get a good run. And 9, Scruffy Jake, is always thereabouts. I'm at 5, 1, 8 and 9.
Righto, Greg Squaddy for Hobart Harness tonight is 2178, 2176. 6254 518 9. Harness racing continues tomorrow night. It's on the Northwest Coast at Devonport. 9 events there. And we also have 2 more heats of the novice drivers, probably the highlight of the program.
Yes, novice drivers get their chance again. Unfortunately, the field is a little bit small for the novice driver seats at Devonport, but nonetheless, they've shuffled them around so they get equal opportunities, and that probably is the highlight of the night.
All right, we won't have time for the quaddy. You got an outstanding bet there at Devonport tomorrow night?
I was hoping you weren't going to ask me that. I've got the fields in front of me. I think in the claimer, race 8, number 1, Baby It's You, will win again.
Race 8, number 1. And, of course, you can go to the TAS Racing website and click on Harness Racing, follow the prompts to the punter's corner, and our harness racing expert, Jamie Copshut, will have all his form analysis for the meetings at Hobart tonight and Devonport tomorrow night, and he's never far off the mark. So that is the TAS Racing website, punter's corner. Just follow the prompts. It's very easy to find. In fact, it's a very good website, isn't it, the TAS Racing website? You get all the replays from all the races and the trials, which not a lot of other states offer.
Oh, look, I've never seen another state offer anything like it. It's fantastic.
Yeah, congratulations to TAS Racing. They do a wonderful job with their website, and they've got some of the best in the business, and Jamie Cocksure is certainly one of those with his thoughts on harness racing. As I say, if you want to win it for Hobart tonight or Devonport tomorrow night, just click on TAS Racing Harness and follow the prompts and get to Putter's Corner, and you'll find a winner for sure. Hopefully we've found your winner on Tasmanian Surf Talk and Harness Edge. We'll be back again at the same time next Sunday morning. Look forward to your company right throughout the afternoon with Devonport races, with the first coming up at 11:47.
This is Harness Edge, giving you the edge on harness racing this week in Tasmania.